That is an article titled The Secret of Interviewing Female Students from a Male Professor's Perspective has gone viral on Sina Weibo. The quote from the article: male professors pay more attention to boobs and bottom of female candidates than their academic performance has outraged people. And this former professor who wrote the article has also come under fire. So, what exactly did Qiao Mu, a former professor, say in this article that's got people up in arms?
Well, apparently this is a series of posts, several articles, and then the first one, which caused the public stir. And he says, "We interviewers are human beings too, you know? I don't know if she was testing me or I was testing her, because all she's wearing all these plunging V neckline and having sh showing her breasts. So maybe sometimes I judge them by their looks. For me, it's breast first, face second, bottom third, and legs fourth. And besides checking out their whole body when they first come in, once they sit down, the only two things you can see is the first two. So yeah, that's what I saw. And this is only the part of the article. We can also see a lot of other information. And for me, when I see this article, first, I don't feel that he's being sarcastic or being, I don't know, trying to say you should wear some proper clothes, but because the whole article, there's no such information in the article, but he did say that all factors, including your gender, your nationality, your hobbies, your background, all have some certain factor when it comes to interview. And he's kind of a, I'm gonna say, minor internet celebrity. On Weibo, he got 79,000 followers, and among his followers, some support him for his courage and to sometimes he liked to disclose the dark side of society. Not sometimes, I feel like all the times, and especially when it comes to academic misconduct and individual freedom, miscarriage or of justice. And sometimes there are people who don't like him. Someone denounced him as reactionary, who remains cynical about every issue.
Yeah, I think this guy's a level 10 creep, to tell you the truth. I don't think he has any business being near any young ladies going to school. Obviously, he's not going to be giving them encouraging words. He only sees women that sees w a woman's worth judged by their physical assets, which is disgusting in such a regressive way to think. He's an academic. It's not our job to let necessarily interpret what he meant or find excuses for why he said that. He is responsible for the setting and how he says things. There is nothing appropriate about what he said. I don't think we can find any excuses for this being construed as okay. He might be able to try to find some way to spin this, as we say in the US, to say, "Oh, I was just joking." Whatever. You said it. I think you knew what you were saying. I think you knew that people would react this way. And actually, you're afraid now because you actually feel this way. Now you're trying to lie to everybody and say, "Oh, I didn't mean it that way." No, you should never say that. If you are a teacher, were a teacher, are in school, and people are following you, and you're talking about female students. A male student and a female student are just as good as one another, and they deserve equal opportunity. And obviously, you cannot grade someone's academic prowess off their physical attributes. I mean, the two are nowhere near hand in hand. The academic prowess is something that should never be hand in hand with something like what this guy is saying. Breast first, face second, butt third, and legs fourth. That's disgusting.
Yeah, and I think that the part that enraged people was because of who he is. He's a teacher, or,
Was a teacher, right?
well, he used to be an associate professor at the Beijing University, Beijing Foreign Studies University. And then, according to the university, he has been demoted to work as a librarian since 2014. So, but still, he is someone who works for the university and...
But got demoted.
Got demoted. But I think his professional titles still hold.
So he got his degrees, right, in other universities that have earned him the right to have, like, PhD or whatever next to his name.
Yes. And here, he wrote this article in his private blog. And I wonder how can we determine how private it is, because a blog, it exists online and invites people to come and read. Nobody, you don't need to sign in to read that article he wrote. So is this kind of saying that even if it's maybe to some extent private,
no,
articles by a written by someone who is a teacher, and those comments will be judged in the public sphere's criteria?
I think it's a very halfway attempt at him saying, oh, these are my real thoughts, but I don't want, there's this group of people that follow my blog, which means they probably agree with everything I say, so it's safe for me to express these kind of thoughts here. I think he knew that there'd be some kind of backlash if this was just published to the general public, so he tried to find the sphere where he thought, oh, it's okay to share these kind of really nasty thoughts. And it blew up in his face because he found out a lot of people, you know, they draw lines all over the place. There's no standard of where I draw the line. And someone saw that and they're like, this is wrong.
Yes. And for me, it's like I've tried to read his articles, as many as possible. And then I found out that this is not the first time he talked about girls and what they're wearing. Because years ago, he published an article also in his private blog. When Confucius met with girls from BFSU, which is Beijing Foreign Studies University, and he kind of implied that even Confucius has strong lust, trying to, well, like saying the girls wearing inappropriate in the campus, which is also being highly criticized by girls actually studying in the university. And they're saying we did not, it's just proper look, and you can just try to get public attention and trying to say something that you think is right, but you're just trying to be famous out of an issue that you create yourself.
Yeah, this is borderline sexual harassment. I mean, no girl should feel going into an academic interview that she has to cover up because this guy's looking at her in some sexual way. This is not professional. This has no place in academics whatsoever. And girls should never have to feel like when they're going into try to further their education, that they have to dress in some way so that they're considered, not based off of what they've accomplished, but rather the assets or their body. That's disgusting. And guys, I mean, imagine if you, I put myself in this position, if I walked into a room and imagine you're staring at a board of ladies who's like, well, he's not tall enough, he doesn't have enough hair here and blah, 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 we're getting rid of him. Like, you would feel powerless, you'd feel deprived, you'd feel wronged. So how can we let those that we care about, these females that are dealing with this kind of stuff, how can we say that's okay? It's not.
Yes, and I think anybody who's listening to the show or has listened to the show for quite some time would automatically know my stand here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I need to ask you these neutral questions. And okay. I want to know whether... It is, when you look at, coming from this former professor's point of view, he's saying that it is reality that when you are one of the judges trying to figure out who's next should be recruited onto this master's program, and it is usually, what is it called? It's for the School of Global News and Communication. So you get vast numbers of girls and very small number of male applicants. And I think to some extent, this guy is revealing the truth of or the reality, but in a very harsh or sometimes vulgar way, that what he says is that the admission process is simple. If you are male, you get in easily, as long as you fit the basic requirements. But then you get vast numbers of female candidates who get judged harshly because, well, you don't want that many number of girls. So he says that is the reality, and regardless if you want to talk about it or not, but that is what these admission officers are thinking. So you get many girls of the same requirement academically, and then they're being judged by other factors.
Who cares if it's a boy or a girl? I want the most professional one. I want the one that shows the most promise in utilizing the education they're about to receive. If that means the interviewer and the interviewee are put in two different rooms where they're talking via speaker, you can't tell what the sex is, just to figure out who's the most deserving of this degree, that's how it should be done. I think anybody that gets the excuse that says, listen, you did really great, I'm sorry, you were just a girl and there's too many girls, so we had to give it to this guy just because he's a guy and less guys applied, I wouldn't understand. I don't think that's fair. And so I think academics should be fair. I think somebody who works really hard, they deserve the merit to further their degree. And if we don't do it here, then we don't create a standard. And for so many other things in life, we're saying it's okay that, you know, merit doesn't deserve the chance or opportunity to further itself. That's not fair.
I agree with Ryan here, but I do understand why He Yang said what you said earlier. That is to say, the competition for girls can sometimes be much more fierce. And I see when you say it in the way that I can understand, I will say, yeah, possibly it is the reality here. And maybe we have to fight for it. But also, we need to be better so that when there's this competition, we can get in. Anyway, but the problem is when this professor says it in his article, I couldn't get that. I didn't get that from the article. All I got is he's describing some horrible reality that he should not be cave in. He should fight about. He should let others know it's not right. Instead of saying it and describing it in a humorous way, he thought that is not okay.
And also, I think what I got from his article was really that bias, it exists, and you are judged by those biased factors.
Yes,
and it's not just the things that I listed earlier on, but there's also regional bias,
yes,
as well. He wrote in the article that in these admission process that happen, around admission season, it's where you're from, what you look like, and
But are you okay with that? I mean, so you're recognizing the biasness. Maybe on some level you agree it's there, but are you saying that that's right?
Of course not.
Fundamentally, so, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that any of this is okay, and I don't think anyone should. This kind of treatment is not fair.
It's totally unfair. I think anybody with eyes would see that.
Yeah.
But the problem is, this is reality, and how can we change reality when we have been talking about this for so long? And this is one of those very defeatist moments when I think this person has actually, to some extent, voiced the reality just in a harsh way that has pointed us to look at something that we do not want to open our eyes to. That is, women are being objectified every day, and when it comes to academic performance, and when there is an abundance of candidates, you are being judged by the most unnecessary ways. And how can that even be made better? I have no answer to that.
I think it's as simple as saying, if there's a bunch of women in one degree, then that's just the way it is. If you want to fix that, maybe try to make incentives to get more guys to go in there. But don't deny the person who earned it and wanted it the most. That doesn't set up any chain of success for someone who will be fulfilling a position in that field later. Give it to the people who deserve it, who will do the best, who are the most professional, not dependent on their sex, but how they perform.
Yes, and one last thing I'd like to mention is that, yes, of course, in theory, I agree that anybody, men or women, should be wearing whatever, showing whatever lines or curves into
when you walk into a room. But if it's an interview and you, and in China, we know what the Chinese culture is like here, and you walk in a room with a very low cut top, that's not appropriate. That is you showing that you want to use that as an asset if you go into an interview. So, I mean, yeah, so to some extent, I think, yeah, this invites you for more of your own opinion on this very controversial topic. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Yohou Lin.